Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. It's not often that a king prefers to be number two, but a proposed rule change in the NFL may allow Derrick King Henry to wear the same number two that he wore during his days at Bama. The Chiefs have proposed a rule change that will allow positions like running back, defensive back, linebackers, and wide receivers to wear any number from 1 to 49, and the idea has caught the attention of some big names. Players like Leonard Fournette, Derwin James, and Tyreek Hill all have already voiced their support for the rule change on social media, a change that will need the support of at least 24 owners when they vote on several proposed rule changes later this month. Not since the 1977 Raiders has a Super Bowl-winning team been able to bring back all 22 starters on offense and defense, but the Bucs made it a priority to do exactly that. GM Jason Light credits team chemistry as the reason the band is all back together.
The fact that we won a Super Bowl and we were in a great situation financially to be able to do this, I think it helped a little to the situation that we're in with the cap, not having to compete with a lot of teams because of the financial situation this year with everybody. But I think everybody wanted to be back. I don't think, I see it's reported that guys take discounts to come back here. I'm not sure about that, but they do. Everybody's getting paid fairly but everybody's very excited. That's the common theme. Everybody's very excited to come here and try to do it again.
Now, while the Bucs are returning all of their starters, our very own Mike Garofolo is reporting that the team and free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown are not close right now to agreeing to terms on a new deal. Former quarterback for a lot of teams, Ryan Fitzpatrick, recently signing a one-year deal with the Washington football team. Head coach Ron Rivera is making no promises as to who his starter will be, but he's certainly banking on the 38-year-old Fitz still having a little magic.
He's going to come in as the number one, but there will be a competition. I mean, we want to play the best football player, obviously. It gives us the best opportunity to win. We feel very comfortable, very confident in the guys that we have. Ryan gives us a completely different type of football player, and we're excited about who we can become as a football team.
The Falcons, meanwhile, have announced they will be the home team in an October London game in the upcoming season. Their opponent and the date will be announced when the schedule is officially released in May. And in an appearance on the Huddle and Flow podcast, former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson claiming that he actually had to convince the team to draft all-pro defensive end Myles Garrett over Mitchell Trubisky in the 2017 NFL draft. Jackson says he thought Garrett was a generational talent and that he would not publicly or privately support the decision if they drafted Trubisky with the first overall pick. We'll find out who the Browns will or won't take in the 2021 NFL draft live from Cleveland starting Thursday, April 29th. Of course, you can watch it on NFL Network. And those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.